Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
So the doctor says I've got to have complete rest.
Why are you talking in that funny voice?
Tongue's gone septic. I had it pissed.
Why?
It's tribal.
Tribal? Remind me, where does the tribe of Dirk hunt buffalo these days?
Pissed off.
The truth is you got your tongue pierced because you had a nervous breakdown.
Only a callous bastard like Throbbing Lightfoot would make fun of people who've had nervous breakdowns.
The day I stop ridiculing the weak and afflicted is the day I lie down and die.
Yeah. You're right, I suppose. I wouldn't have had it pissed if I hadn't had a nervous breakdown.
Marvin Gaye? In my universe, this record exists only to be played on local radio.
Well, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist here. You thought Chris the Bird didn't exist here either. What's that?
Alec Jones squawking in the air. He doesn't live here either.
Horrible.
The music from Zorba the Greek. What's going on?
What? Zorba the Greek? Never heard of Zorba the Greek.
It's an old film. And you've never heard of it because it was never made in this universe. I wonder.
What?
Maybe the radio's picking up signals from my universe.
Who says radio has no future?
Try the telly.
Tory party.
Our leader.
The party of fox hunting, Pinochet and hereditary peers.
Normal service has been resumed.
Far right.
Not necessarily.
Far out.
He's PM where I come from too, remember?
No, look, there's Anne Robinson. Unless she's Deputy Prime Minister in your universe too.
She wasn't when I left. No, you're right, I'm panicking unduly.
A lot of strange people want to be your friend and a lot of other strange people want to be your enemy.
Did you see what I just saw?
Two Tony Blairs. What did you see?
Two Tony Blairs. Well, maybe it was a trick. The vision mixer playing with the picture.
Well, why did he start fighting with himself then? Maybe my universe is in the process of colliding with your universe.
Truth.
Maybe it's been going on for quite some time. Ask yourself, why did I turn up here? There was obviously a leak. But what if that leak has become a dirty great hole, like the hole in the ozone layer, only cosmic?
So your Tony beat up our Tony because he took exception to finding he was leader of the Conservative Party in this universe.
No, that wouldn't upset him.
He was doing this live news conference when another Tony Blair materialised next to him. They started fighting and then the screen went blank.
Oh, don't lie, Maxine.
Why don't you ever believe anything I say? Fat, pregnant old cow.
Bit like the pot calling the kettle black, don't you think?
Well, I'm not as pregnant as you.
Oh, why, Maxine? And with Arthur Smith, too. Where did I fail?
Hey, did you see the two Tony Blairs kicking the effluent out of one another?
There! Dad saw them, too.
Why, Maxine? And with Arthur Smith, too.
Why can't you both just leave me alone?
And why did Arthur do it?
Well, it's too late to do anything about it now.
Why did I do it? Why did I hire him? If I hadn't hired him...
You didn't hire him to get Maxine pregnant. You hired a children's entertainer for Ned's party.
I feel responsible. It's because of me. He's got his own show. He'd still be a children's entertainer if I hadn't told him about the Jerry Springer programme in my world.
You're responsible for dumbing down my universe, but not for Maxine being pregnant.
I suppose you could try to get maintenance out of him. Trouble is, his battery of media lawyers will tie you up in court for years.
Maxine doesn't want him to know.
She's going to bring up the baby on her own. Smith mustn't be allowed to get away with this.
Her baby will be only a couple of months younger than mine. They're both going to be aunts before they can walk.
Rest assured, I won't shirk my obligations. You're having my child after all, not the other... Did you say both?
Didn't I tell you? It's twins. Two little girls.
Twins? No, you didn't tell me. Well, this has come as a bit of a shock.
Oh, it's not a shock for me, I suppose. You think I'm taking it in my stride? I've got used to having two kids around. Now I've got to get used to having five.
Mum, I've got a trick to show.
Later, I've got to go out.
I can make water disappear.
Yeah, I've seen you make water disappear, usually by spilling it.
All I have to do is pour water from this jug.
Not on the floor!
And it disappears before it reaches the carpet.
Oh.
How did you do that?
Don't know.
You said it's a trick.
Yeah, but I don't know how it's done.
Let me try.
See? Anyone can do it. You don't have to know how it's done.
Something's definitely out of kilter. Water disappearing into thin air, Marvin Gaye, Alec Jones, two Tony Blairs.
Oh, taxi's here. You coming?
Well, where are you going?
The hospital. I'm having a scan.
What?
Oh, You're allowed to see your own babies, you know. It doesn't commit you to anything.
Oh, well, things to do.
I really don't want to have these babies, you know. I don't want to be a mother again. And I certainly do not want to be a grandmother. Look at that sky.
Green sky by day, shepherd's delight.
Looks almost apocalyptic.
Well, that's because my universe might be in the process of colliding with your universe, my dear.
If I want them in the shops by Christmas, I'll have them in the shops by Christmas. Not only am I Arthur Smith star, I'm Arthur Smith the franchise. Ow, my cuticles!
Sorry, Arthur.
Get out, you clumsy slapper. You'll never eat lunch in this town again.
Who's the second manicurist you sacked this week?
Oh, that Lightfoot bloke's here, by the way.
Robin, come in. Nice to see you again. Hello, Robin. Mr. Pine Martin's pleased to see you, too.
I want a word with you, Smith.
I owe this man everything, Dave. He gave me the format for the show. He reckons he got the idea from a parallel universe.
Yes, well, I didn't think you were going to dumb down this universe with it quite so successfully.
If you sue us for nicking your format, we'll counter-sue. Our battery of media lawyers will tie you up in court for years.
So, Robin, ever been to the movie and TV capital of the world before?
It's certainly different from how I remembered it.
Worthing was just a dream to us slum kids. And look at me now, playing myself in the new Steve Norris movie.
The energy of this man, Robin. He shoots the movie by day, then does his TV show in the evening.
Well, we forget the sheer hard graft involved in being a celeb who nicks other people's ideas.
It's tough at the top, no doubt about it. But I owe it all to the kids from the slums of Surrey who didn't make it to Worthing. I haven't forgotten where I came from, you see. I still campaign for Red Ken Clark and his low fares policy, even though I'm incredibly rich.
With you rooting for the Socialist Republic of Surrey, Blair won't dare abolish Red Ken's constituency. Well, neither would the other Blair.
You'd be surprised how many young hopefuls come to Worthing hoping to make it in TV or the movies. Worthing, city of dashed hopes and broken dreams.
I wasn't planning on embarking on a movie career, Arthur. I've got a day return. Want to get home before the world comes to an end.
Anyway, Robin, what can we do for you? Arthur's always happy to see an old mate, but the schedule of a TV superstar waits for no man.
Now then, Dave, you know it's important for me as an artist to take time out to plug into the man I once was.
Maxine's pregnant. Plug into that. You're going to be a daddy. Still want to stay plugged in?
Robin, do you know how many women have claimed Arthur's the father of their child?
So what are you going to do about it, Smith?
I'm going to tell the geezer writing my autobiography. This is just the sort of thing we need for my early struggles. Hungry children's entertainer has baby.
As soon as we do that, he takes us to the cleaners for maintenance.
Baby? What baby?
Very well, you libidinous lunk, if that's your attitude.
A threatening lilt has crept into your voice, Robin. Thought I'd draw your attention to it because I'm sure it's not meant to be there.
I don't need to make threats, Smith. If my theory's correct, my universe is about to collide with yours. In which case, you'll shortly be meeting the Arthur Smith from my universe. When he sees what you've done with him, he'll be very angry. Or very jealous.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about him. He sounds scary. Ooh, I'm so frightened.
Robin, can I just point out that Arthur, this Arthur, owns Arthur Smith? And if anyone else should turn up claiming intellectual copyright, we'll sue.
Get this loser out of here, Dave. I shouldn't have agreed to see him. My problem is I'm just too nice. Da! What are those fish doing in my dressing room?
Fish, Arthur? What fish?
Ah, ichthyophobia. Does he have an irrational fear of fish?
No. He's even got a trout farm on his estate.
Haddock. Smelly, smoked haddock. Someone save me from the haddock!
Maybe the temporal and spatial distortions have started to kick in.
Am I imagining it, or is the sky green?
And the grass seems to be blue. Looks like a cheapo made-for-TV special effect they do so badly in Worthing.
Maybe the window's making it look as if everything is upside down.
Either that or the train really is upside down. Anything's possible when the spatial distortions kick in. They also appear to undermine our sense of who we are and lay bare our innermost fears.
Spatial distortions? Lay bare our innermost fears? I hardly think.
Please don't lock me in the cupboard with the bearded clergyman again, Michael. I promise to be good.
Interesting. Two phobias in one. Fear of clergymen and beards. Hierophobia and pagonophobia.
The spatial distortions might undermine her, but it'll take more than a few poncy spatial distortions to undermine me. Please, can I wash my hands again, Mummy?
It's been nearly an hour since I washed them last.
Interesting. Automysophobia. I take it you had a childhood fear of dirt.
What are you babbling on about? I hate clever dicks like you. They make me feel small and insecure. I'm not clever, you see. In fact, I've failed at everything I've turned my hand to.
If I surmise correctly, you're the sort of person who'd rather die than tell a complete stranger you're a failure.
Me? A failure? I've succeeded at everything I've turned my hand to.
But you just told me you're a failure.
Wouldn't happen. I failed at everything I've turned my hand to.
Am I imagining it? Or is that dog meowing?
The spatial and temporal distortions are even affecting the dog's sense of itself.
Why is this happening?
Two universes are about to collide. There's a leak.
We've got to organise. An organised universe is a prepared universe. We've got to be the winning universe.
Patriotism's the last refuge of the scoundrel.
But if this alien universe is invading our universe...
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, it's my universe, right or wrong.
Think it through, my insecure travelling companion. We don't know if their universe is the offending universe. Our universe might be invading their universe, or both our universes might just be passing through one another.
You talk like a pacifist. Don't like pacifists. They expose my mindless saber-rattling for what it is, a product of my insecurity. Damn.
Please let me out, Michael. The bearded clergyman appears to have suffocated.
Oh. What the... Oh. That branch line over there, it just disappears into thin air. We're going to die. We're going to die.
We won't die... But we might cease to exist.
We're going to cease to exist! We're going to cease to exist!
Because there's now a spatial hole where the branch line was, it doesn't necessarily mean Haywards Heath and all stations beyond have ceased to exist.
Haywards Heath? A spatial void? Unthinkable!
But what if Surrey has disappeared while we've been in the tinsel glitter capital of the world?
There's only one way to find out, by going on to Surrey.
You don't seem to be affected by the temporal and spatial distortions.
Early days. Besides, I'm an old hand at this sort of thing. I'm going to see if the train driver has ceased to exist.
We made it. A good job you could drive a train.
I can't. That's what I mean about spatial distortions affecting our sense of who we are.
You mean you're transmogrifying into a train driver?
Well, anything's possible.
Wait, don't go. We want to be your followers.
Yes. You're a leader of men, the sort of person small, insecure people need in such apocalyptic times. The idea that you're about to walk out of our lives fills us with dread.
And when this crisis is over, the world will need men of destiny like you.
If I surmise correctly, you have matters outstanding in your own lives that come under the heading of destiny. Matters you must resolve before you can go into that uncertain future.
Let us come with you. We'll help you resolve matters you've got outstanding.
I've got to do this on my own. I've a family that needs me. I've pretended they mean nothing to me. Now I know differently. At least I think I do. They still might mean nothing to me. Oh, this could be the spatial distortions interfering with my ability to reason.
A tree! A tree! A horrible, unspeakable tree! How I hate trees!
What would you say that outburst was all about? Fear of marriage or fear of remaining single? Gamophobia or a nuptiophobia?
Don't cut it down!
Neither. A fear of trees. Dendrophobia.
There's not a man of destiny after all. Sorry, what was that you were saying about wanting to follow me?
Oh, yeah, thanks all the same, but we've got things to do. Another time. Cheers.
Goodbye.
Huh. Where's your mother, you two? We need to talk as a matter of some urgency.
She's not here.
Where's your mother, you two? We need to talk as a matter of some urgency.
She's not here.
I've just done this. And there are two identical living rooms.
Why should anything be wrong?
I didn't ask if anything's wrong. What's wrong?
Why should anything be wrong?
I didn't ask if anything's wrong. There's someone else here.
We meet at last, Robin.
You've no place here, Robin.
And you have, I suppose, Robin.
Yes. Yes, I think I can finally say that.
You've taken what's mine, and I'm here to take it back.
You forfeited any claim on your family.
There's only one thing standing in my way now, and that's you. I'm going to dispose of you as I disposed of Leslie's boyfriend.
A woman hung for Murdo's death, you cad! Kirsty Walk, she's a Newsnight presenter where you've just come from!
Good! I never liked her.
Which one are we going to hit over the head with a vase?
Old Dad. New Dad's been nicer to us than Old Dad.
On the other hand, Old Dad is our biological father to whom we owe atavistic knowledge.
New Dad helps me out with my homework. And he helped you when you were in trouble with the police. Mum, Old Dad's trying to kill New Dad.
Oh, are we
before they smash the place up. Any damage they can do is minimal compared to the damage done by...
colliding universe.
So not Dirk. I'm Dirk. No, I'm Dirk. I was Dirk in my old universe and I'm Dirk in this universe. So better get used to it.
No, third Dirk.
Get off me! You're an imposter! Dirk doesn't talk like a div!
I only talk like that because my tongue is septic!
Survival of the fittest, mate! Divs won't survive in this new harsh environment!
Now you're talking like a div, ha ha!
Ow! That hurt! That doesn't get you for that!
What I do? Arthur! Which one of you is the real Arthur Smith?
Him, you idiot! Kill him!
No, I'm your Arthur. Kill him!
Yes, this is your Arthur. There, Mr. Pine Martin says I'm your Arthur.
There's only one way to settle this. What's the name of my darling wife who keeps me sane in this mad dog-eat-dog tinsel glitter nightmare?
You honestly expect a great star like me to care enough to memorise the name of some flunky's tedious wife?
You're my Arthur.
No, he's trying to fool you by pretending he's as vile as me. I do know the name of your missus. She's called, No, don't tell me, it's on the tip of my tongue. She's called... Natalie.
Oh, my God. I've laid out the wrong Arthur Smith. What have I done?
Never mind, old son. You can come and work for me.
Following recent shifts in temporal and spatial reality, there's a change to our advertised programme. The two Prime Ministers will address the nation. I'm sorry, nations. This will be followed by an address by the two Archbishops of Canterbury. I'm sorry, that's the three Archbishops of Canterbury. I've just been told the Archbishop of Canterbury from the other universe has joined the two from our universe. I also appear to have been joined by myself in the studio.
Leave him on the floor.
He would have killed you. Why didn't you kill him?
I still might.
Looks like the worst is over. The vibrations have stopped.
Does that mean our universe has won?
There are no winners, you little nitwit. Nothing will be the same again. We'll have to pick up the pieces. Literally. Pieces from my old universe and pieces from this universe. Take me, for example. I was an architect in my previous world and a greetings card entrepreneur here. Put those two things together and what do you get?
What?
A train driver, of course.
Of course.
I'm not going to put myself out to become a train driver, but our new hybrid universe might well have a dearth of train drivers, and should I be asked...
You want to be a train driver?
Yes. No, why would I want to be a train driver? But then I'm not the same person I was this morning. None of us is.
That's nonsense. I don't feel any different than I did a moment ago. In fact, I did... What's that peanut butter doing there?
You've been eating jars of the stuff since you've been pregnant.
Take it away. It might stick my tongue to my mouth and I'll never be able to breathe again.
Arachibutyrophobia. Fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of the mouth.
If we're different, how do you know the effect of the collision didn't nudge us into an entirely new universe?
Who can tell? I wonder which Tony Blair survived, Labour Tony or Tory Tony. Don't suppose it'll make much difference.
Oh, yuck, gross.
Oh, that's going on. Gooey.
Don't look, everyone, it's not a pretty sight.
It's horrible, horrible. All of the oriental carpet, too.
This is happening because he no longer has a place in this universe. Do you realise what this means? It means I now belong to your universe.
But if our universe no longer exists...
Yes, all right, if you want to be pedantic. Leslie, I want to come home.
Oh, my God.
I want to be a husband and father again. I know I said I was happy being a bachelor again, but the train driver obviously wants to be in a long-term relationship.
Oh, my God.
Why else would I go all the way to Worthing to sort out Arthur Smith if I didn't feel responsible?
No, not now.
Okay, sorry. Maybe this isn't the best time to raise this subject. What with your ex-husband turning into glutinous slime on the floor?
No, it's not that. I think I'm going into labour.
Maxine, ring for a taxi. Oh, God, an ambulance?
It might be a bit late for either.
Oh, good. Oh, great, we're going to put on the show right here. I'm a daddy, Dirk. Two little girls. Given recent spatial distortions, I couldn't rule out them suddenly transmogrifying into four.
God, you're in a state.
Yeah, I got into a fight.
Not only that, people seem to defer to everything I do or say now. It appears I've been usurped by a train driver who oozes natural authority in somber gravity, God help me. You're not my Dirk. My Dirk's got a temporary speech impediment due to a septic tongue due to having it pierced.
Your Dirk? If, as I suspect, you're the Robin from my universe, then I'm your Dirk.
What have you done with Dirk?
He's scarpered. The beta Dirk went up against the alpha Dirk and was vanquished. It appears I'm Dirk in my old world and I'm Dirk in this world. Get used to it.
He's still alive.
God, I don't know, do I?
You can't stay here in this universe, not if Dirk's still alive.
What am I supposed to do? It's a lift on a passing universe.
Two universes may have amalgamated, but two universes doesn't mean two realities. One reality, one Dirk.
Yeah, well, I'm it.
The other Dirk must have turned into a horrible squidgy mess then.
Well, I know one thing. It isn't going to be me turning into a horrible squidgy mess.
Oh, dear. You spoke too soon.
Button that scornful lip, my friend, or else you might have cause to regret your impudence.
I'm doing this for a living, mate, not a hobby.
Well, I'm so sorry. A couple of universes have collided, in case you hadn't noticed. Oh, taxi drivers. Just because I didn't have enough for a tip. It's a jungle out there.
Well, two jungles.
You can probably drive yourself now. If you can drive a train, you'll almost certainly be able to drive a car.
Yeah, you're right. Now, how's your mother?
Still asleep.
Right, if he wants a fight...
Is now a bad time?
What do you want, Smith?
Arthur, is that you?
I love you, Maxine. And so do I. Mr. Pine Martin loves you too.
You said you'd rather sleep with a llama with herpes. So did Mr. Pine Martin.
And we meant it. If anything, we erred on the side of understatement. We said that to spare your feelings.
So what's changed, Smith?
Everything. The spatial distortions have undermined my sense of who I am. Not only that, my show doesn't exist anymore. A casualty of the ratings war between both universes. Just as well, I seem to have developed a fear of being stared at. And so has Mr. Pine Martin.
Scopophobia. Push off.
I know you're pregnant, Maxine. Rest assured, I won't shirk my obligations. Apart from being hopelessly in love with you, I also seem to be hopelessly nice.
Yeah, well, keep practising, Arthur, and if you're still nice in a couple of months, come back and see us.
You seem changed too, Robin. You have this natural authority and sombre gravity now. I feel a compulsion to defer to you. I'd ask you to have sex with me if I didn't love Maxine. What the hell, I'll have sex with you anyway.
And don't forget to bring your checkbook when you come back.
You charge for it?
For your baby. Babies cost money. Goodbye.
What's the point of him being nice? I fancy him because he wasn't nice.
Well, then he'll learn what it's like being in love with someone who doesn't love him. He'll find it quite empowering to reduce a superstar, well, ex-superstar, to a gibbering, lovelorn shadow of his former self. Leslie, you're awake.
Mum, the doctor says you've got to stay in bed.
Where am I? Who are you?
Well, you're probably still a bit woozy. The doctor gave you a sedative to...
Oh, I've been drugged. Is that how I got here? Where's the door?
Mum, it's us.
And what are you wearing?
I don't think I need to have my dress sense criticised by a kidnapper.
What?
By the way, there are two babies upstairs. They're crying. Someone better see to them.
Yeah, well, they're yours.
I think I'd have remembered if I'd recently given birth.
Probably just a touch of postnatal depression, Maxine, that's all. You know, she needs to be on her own for a while to think things through.
I wasn't Mum, was it?
Well, we don't know that for sure.
That
maybe.
Wasn't Mum. Mum no longer exists in this universe, does she?
Eat something, Maxine.
Not hungry. Have some money.
What? You got 2 weeks' child allowance yesterday.
Well, I didn't spend it on myself. It went on Lavinia. Baby clothes. She's growing out of the first lot already.
Well, what about Arthur's maintenance?
That went on the pram and the high chair.
Oh, how much do you want, then?
A 5 will do. Right at Baby Works, by the way.
Well, why can't you get them?
They're not just for my baby. You always take the babies to the park in the afternoon. You can get them then.
Have you got a packed lunch, Dad?
Sideboard. And blow your nose before you go out.
Anyway, I thought it was meant to be a good way of picking up women.
What is?
Taking babies to the park.
Oh, I'm too exhausted even to think about women. And what's left of my libido always wants an early night.
Oh, look, I'll be able to spend a lot more time with Lavinia when I've done my exams.
You didn't pack any stringy cheese.
Oh, unforgivable.
Have we got any?
If we had, where would it be?
Fridge.
There, that wasn't hard, was it? It's like living on the set of a sitcom. Bachelor finds himself looking after 5 children with hilarious consequences.
Again?
What?
When you first both got married in this universe, you said that was like living on the set of a sitcom too.
Different sitcom.
I'm late.
Bye, Dad. Hey,
pass that bottle before you go. I've got my hands full here.
Bye, Dad.
Have a good day. My day will be just as scintillating as yesterday and just as scintillating as tomorrow. Could have done with a bit of help, Leslie. Oh, bugger, they've turned down my application to be a train driver.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, Stephen Frost was Dirk, Arthur Smith appeared as himself, Sam Bradley was Ned, Anne Gosling was Maxine, Simon Roberts was the man on the train, and Vicky Pepperdine the woman on the train. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Claire Jones.
So sweet, Robin. If this was a film, I'd call it Two Pokes and Three Babies.
Did you get the number of that train?
I thought you got it.
Oh, you twit! If we miss a number, we have to start again from scratch. There's a morning's train numbers up the spout.
I don't like you being angry with me now you've got your natural authority. It frightens me, especially since having another nervous breakdown and getting my dad biffed again.
I will be a train driver, Dirk. They can't keep turning me down. If it's the last thing I do, I will get to be a train driver.